So my name is Heather Job, and I am a mom. I am an animal lover. I am an advocate for just about anybody and their animals. And I try really hard to help where I can. So with my job, or within my role as a community development coordinator with the Ontario SPCA, I have a huge opportunity to do what I love and help people and help animals. And it's just a great go.
So how did you get involved with the OSPCA?
Probably about 10 years ago, I began volunteering at the Renfrew County Animal Center when we were located in Petawawa. And, just would go on and spend some time with the animals. Of course, over the years, have adopted our own share of animals and brought many animals home. And when you get a sense of how you're changing these animals' lives and changing people's lives, it's really, I don't like to use the word infectious, but it really is. It just catches you, and you just want more. So I just stayed involved, really. So, a few years ago, I'd say about 3 years ago, actually, an opportunity came up. I've always worked with animals and worked for a very long time with Pembroke Animal Hospital and had lots of great experiences there. And then the opportunity came up to really build on my community involvement with a job at the Ontario SPCA. And it just seems like the right fit. And I just love it. So I get a very good combination of time with animals and helping the animals and really getting out in our community and seeing what we can do to make a difference.
And I guess what would you say the most rewarding part of your job is?
Seeing the difference in some of these animals. I mean, we see such a different variety of animals that come through our door, and some are, scared and very vulnerable and not overly trusting, or they've been, coming from a really awful situation, and knowing that we can maybe make a difference with these guys. And wow, I mean, the turnaround on some of these animals is just phenomenal. That's what keeps us doing what we do. I mean, we have some pretty hard, challenging days sometimes too, but the day that you have that's really difficult and you just don't know whether you're going to get through it because you're thinking that maybe you've tried everything you can to help a particular animal and nothing seems to be working out. And, you turn around and that situation changes in a positive way. Or you're able to help, the next one that comes through the door. It's just, it's so rewarding. I can't even explain how full your heart can be, in kind of good times and bad. I can't see myself doing anything else. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be a great feeling finding forever homes for these animals and just even reuniting lost animals with their families. And like you said, the ones that come in that have been in bad situations. So that's definitely got to feel good doing that. So I guess what would be some of your biggest accomplishments, either with the OSPCA or just throughout your life? What would you say some of the biggest accomplishments are?
I would say hands down, I've had such a great opportunity to make some amazing connections in my different careers. And you do tend to kind of, go with the same circles or I have a lot of animal lovers in my network of friends and colleagues. And I'm so fortunate for that because, you know, we're so passionate and we just want to make a difference with these guys that, you know, when you pick up the phone and reach out to a friend that has a special skill that can really make a difference too. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. I'm all over that. I'll help you out. Like those connections are just invaluable. Right. And I mean, we're in a fantastic community and being able to support each other and kind of draw on each other is huge. So yeah, very thankful for that.
So when you're not caring for animals and looking after animals, I know you have animals at home, so you're probably always looking after animals, but what are some of the things that you like to do?
Yeah, we do have some animals at home. We also have a very large family, so we're very busy and always running to the rink and running here and there. And we like to have some downtime by just getting outdoors. We love to camp when we can. You know, spending time with the boys when we're not going in opposite directions, having a little bit of downtime. It all really does come back to the animals, though. Our whole family is they're animal lovers, and all of our dogs and our lizard they're a special part of us too, right? So we downtime usually involves animals.
So what motivates you to keep going and just be as enthusiastic and upbeat as you are?
Well, I get my good vibes from the positive results that we see all the time. You know, we, like I said before, we can experience some pretty difficult situations and some very challenging situations. And there just always seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And it doesn't always come easily, but boy, when it comes, it's pretty remarkable. It's pretty remarkable. We see, you know, families and people that are like changed forever by a little creature. I mean, how could you get anything more inspiring than that? So that keeps me going. That drives me to do better. It drives me to reach out more. It drives me to never give up because these animals never do. So pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. So I guess my last question would be, do you have any advice for anybody that would be listening to this interview?
My advice to you would be to, and it may sound corny, but follow your heart. So do what makes you happy, and It will never seem like a job. It will never seem like a chore. I shouldn't say it'll never seem like a job. It will seem like a job at some point. You know, there will be those times, but it's okay. You know what? You jump into what makes you happy, and everything will kind of fall in line, and you will just make the world a better place.
Again, that's all the questions I had. Is there anything else you'd like to add or share?
Well, I'm amazed that you asked me to take part in this, Rudy, because I'm quite humbled by the opportunity. So I really appreciate it. It's very sweet to know that there are people out there that do feel that I'm helping and I'm making a difference, and that perhaps I may have some influence on somebody, because that to me is it's really golden, and if I know that perhaps I'm inspiring somebody else to get involved and help out, then I can feel good at the end of the day for sure.